I'm really, really proud of this football team, this coaching staff, this organization.
These guys have no quit. They bounce back.
10-5, touchdown!
We set a foundation from day one that we are going to stick with the process.
Got it! 73-yard pass play!
We've got the very best fans in the National Football League.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
Welcome to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Presented each week by Citizens Energy Group. Now live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Andrew, play action, rolls to the right side, gets some time. He's throwing it downfield. Kobe Freeder, 40, 45, 50, 45, gets the shake and gets all the way down to the 30-yard line. Again, they try to get some pressure. He throws one over the middle. Great catch by Griff Whalen. Luck takes the snap, sets up looks, looks again. He's going to throw one deep intended for T.Y. He's got it! T.Y. scores! 58 on the pass play, the second from Luck to Hilton, and the Colts are right back in this thing at 24-18. Snap, ball down. Bullock's kick is on the way.
It's
on
the way.
He missed it. He missed it. He missed it. Colts win. Colts win. What a comeback. What a comeback. The Colts win it 27-24, and for Andrew Luck, his 10th come-from-behind win in the fourth quarter. It is a new record for a quarterback in 2 years.
How? That's a question I've been asking myself all day, all night. Not sure how the Colts did it, but they did it. Came back. They're now 6-2. Still have a two-game lead over Tennessee, and a four-game lead now over the Houston Texans. An incredible second half that saw the Colts rally from 18 down on two separate occasions. It was 21-3 at halftime and 24-6 late in quarter number three. But Andrew Luck, three touchdown passes, and with all the struggles he had all day, he was sacked four times, hit any number of times. He was 3-for-12 in the first half, but no interceptions, no fumbles, no turnovers. And in the end, that really helped. It kept the Colts in the football game. The defense struggled at times, but they had a 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 stop at their own 15-yard line. Houston got no points out of that early drive. It hurt them late in the game. And then the Colts had to come up with a drive, and Griff Whalen just heard the play there. A key third down and long. It was 3rd-and-10, and the Colts picked that up. And then kind of the play that slipped by me at the time, and maybe some of you as well, a little screen pass to Trent Richardson, and he tiptoes down the sideline to the 11-yard line, a 24-yard play, and it sets up the third T.Y. Hilton touchdown catch. Three for him in a game is obviously a record. He had 121 receiving yards, and when you want to know who filled in for Reggie Wayne, they all did last night. And Reggie was on the sideline and cheering, and, you know, the catch that Kobe Fleener made on the two-point conversion was virtually the same spot where Reggie one-handed won several years back when the Colts again trailed Houston by double digits late in the game and came back and won that one as well. The Colts are now 19-4 against Houston. Got today to think about it, part of tomorrow, and then the 24-hour rule kicks in. And from that point on, it's St. Louis. Now, before we really start the show, Subway would like to give away prize packages to the first 5 callers to the show tonight. Call the Verizon hotline, 317-639-COLT. During the second half hour of the show tonight, we'll be visiting with Game Day radio analyst Jim Sorgi. That's on the Verizon hotline. Verizon is a proud sponsor of the Colts, and Jim will share his thoughts about yesterday. Chuck Pagano will join us very, very shortly. We'll be talking about the game yesterday, taking your social media questions tonight. You can submit your question for Coach tonight and in future shows. Log on to Facebook.com/Colts or tweet the show directly at Pagano Show. We'll be right back with Coach Chuck Pagano in just a moment. This is Colts Monday Night with the Coach, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. Find winning conservation tips at citizensenergygroup.com. Colts football is also brought to you by Papa John's. When the Colts win, you win. Get 50% off your regular menu price online order the day after the Colts win. Log on to papajohns.com and enter promo code COLTS50. And be sure to manage your energy bills by taking advantage of cash rebates on high-efficiency appliances from Veterans Conservation Connection. Learn more about the rebates available at Vectren.com. Vectren, live smart.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Now, here's Bob Lamy from the Taco Bell studio.
No, they absolutely did. And we knew it was going to take a collective effort to do it. DHB, Griff, Fleener, Levon Brazil, and David Reed, they all stepped up and contributed in a very positive way.
Well, I mean, that's goal number one right now. And so, a win puts us headed in the right direction. And, there's still some steps we need to make, and hopefully we'll do that.
Two Stanford teammates, Andrew Luck and Kobe Fleener, and boy, did they help out last night. Colts win 27-24, and Chuck, I've been waiting 24 hours to ask the question. Seems dumb, but a lot of folks want the answer. How did we win that game last night?
We're still scratching our head, to be honest with you. But, again, it's the same thing we always talk about. 60 minutes, all you got, one play at a time, don't judge. And what we mean by don't judge is don't look at the scoreboard. We're down 18 a year ago to Green Bay, 21-3, exact same score. And I know exactly what Bruce and the guys were talking about in that locker room. And it's the same thing that we talked about is just stick to the process. Don't look at the scoreboard, and let's just kind of chip our way, and play our way back into this thing. And fortunately, we finally made, I think we got in the end zone. I think there was 21 seconds. I looked up on the scoreboard, and there's 21 seconds left in the third quarter when we finally, got in the end zone with T.Y. But our guys are resilient. They're tough. They got grit. They're amazing. They never flinch. There's no finger pointing. There's no bitching. There's no moaning. There's nothing on the sideline. They just stick to the process. It's amazing, and it's a testament to our coaches and our players, their ability to stay focused and to keep playing. I've been around a lot of ball clubs that you give up a score right before the half and you go in and it's 21-3. They might mail that thing in, mm-hmm. but not this group.
Chuck, I had a chance on the way out last night to talk with Oliver Luck, Andrew's dad. And I said to him, how did it happen? How did he get that done? He says, I have no idea. For three quarters, he was battered and beaten, and the percentage was way down. Fourth quarter turns the clock, and he turns it on, and you come out with another W.
No, again, it's just, right when you think you've seen, the special plays and the ability that Andrew possesses in making plays and doing things for this team, he just one-ups it again. And, I think he completed three balls, mm-hmm. In the first half. Mm-hmm. And, it was just, we were 0 for 6 on third down, and, nothing. In all three phases was going right, but the kid's he's remarkable. He's unflappable, and he's got such a positive outlook and approach on everything. He shoulders all the blame. Yeah. He puts everything on his shoulders. He puts that whole offense on his back, and he just looks every one of those guys in the eye and says, hey, we're going to get this thing done. We're going to take this thing down the field. We're going to score it, and we're going to score again. Our defense is going to get a stop. He's rooting for all three phases. Guy's just he's an incredible talent, but he's just what a leader, and we're very fortunate.
Yes.
Believe me, we're very fortunate that we have him under center.
Your defense didn't get enough credit last night. Again, they didn't play real well in the first half. Second half they did and came up with some awfully big stops. But you've talked about one play, you never know when it's going to be. Well, it was two. First quarter early, they go 3-1 and 4th-and-1 and don't make either one. That lack of points hurt them at the end.
No, absolutely. It was huge. And you think about the block field goal, yeah. The tackle that Pat Vinny ran over, mm-hmm. put an edge on the defense, forced the thing to cut back, and then Pat's tackle, on the guy that was returning the thing was an outstanding tackle. And then for our defense to go out in a sudden change situation, and stop them on 3rd-and-1 and stop them on 4th-and-1. Was major. You never think about it at the time until it's the end of the game, and you win by 3, you win by 4, you win by 2. It makes a huge difference. And then think about Walton's sack.
Yes.
how huge that was on third down, and it turned a chip shot into a 49-yard field goal, which the kid ended up missing. You know, there's 3 points there, so all that stuff adds up.
And on the offense, the last drive, Griff Whalen comes up with a great catch on third down, and then Kobe's catch in the end zone that gives you a 3-point lead. Both of those plays, again, you talk about people making up for Reggie Wayne. Everybody did last night.
No, they stepped up. And again, it goes back to preparation, Bob. Those guys had a great week of practice. They knew that, everybody's game was going to have to step up. You know, when you get you have a man down and it's next man up. And certainly the third and 10, the throw and catch, from Andrew to Griff was huge. And then the 2-point play, I mean, they got that guy smothered. And what a throw. He put it in one spot and one spot only where Kobe could get it, and Kobe made an outstanding play.
I know people are going to ask you this week. Are you afraid that there's a trap game coming up with St. Louis? I don't think there's any way the Rams have played the last couple of weeks.
No, there's no way that this team would even consider that. As a staff, we wouldn't let them, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we just, again, I go back to, our veteran leaders, and the leadership that we have in the locker room and the leadership that we have in every position group room, that our guys are smarter than that, and they understand that, this is what have you done for me lately, league? St. Louis certainly doesn't care what we did. It doesn't give one hoot about the comeback and the win. They're scrapping and scrambling to try to get a win, and we're going to be doing the same thing. So you better strap on your helmet and put your mouthpiece in and go to work and have a great week of preparation, because on any given Sunday, just look at the box scores. Anything can happen. So we're not getting away from our process and the things that we need to do to play well on Sunday.
I got to ask you, how in the world did you pull off the Reggie Wayne thing? The guys that I've talked to on the Saturday meeting, when you said there's a special speaker, they're looking around, they're, who's this? And then Reggie shows up, and T.Y. said his mouth just dropped, and he said, wow, we got to go get one for Rich. How in the world did you pull it off?
Yeah, that's Reggie. I had nothing to do. We got, a great owner in Mr. Irsay that, made that thing possible and made that happen. And Reggie being Reggie, we say he's already ahead of schedule. He gets the green light from his Doc Uribe down in Miami on Thursday, and because we had been talking about it, and it was killing him to be away for one day. Even to go down and have the surgery, it was just killing him to be away from here, obviously. And so thank God, we got the owner that we got, and having Reggie, getting him there and having Reggie, healthy enough and able enough to walk in that room and say he didn't say much, but what he said was so impactful and meant so much to our guys. And it was a great, great moment.
Nothing beats a Reggie Wayne smile. I can tell you that from a mile away. All right, let's talk about the Pagano's playbook, brought to you by Citizens Energy Group. Big turning point in the game. They're up 24-12. You got a 43-yard field goal coming up. They miss it. Two plays later, you're in the end zone. How big was that 10-point turnaround right there?
Well, it's huge. It was, we finally got, got in the end zone, didn't convert, on the 2-point, but, to have that miss and that 10-point swing, I mean, it gives you life. We're going to keep playing, and we're going to play hard until the final, tick goes off the clock, but it just gives you, more confidence, more hope. You can just see, after the first touchdown, and then after that turn of events there, that swing and the score, the energy, the spark, the gleam in everybody's eye and that sideline. They knew they were going to get it done after that happened.
All right, it's time to check the McDonald's inbox, presented by McDonald's Big Mac, the official burger of the Colts. It's McDonald's inbox, where fans can tweet the show, ask the coach a question. You can tweet your question right now at Pagano Show. It can be used tonight or in future shows. Jason from Lebanon wants to know, what was your message at halftime when you're down 21-3?
Well, this being a family network, I really can't go there. But no, all kidding aside, Bob, You know, again, we've been there many times before. It's not a place we want to be. We don't try to be there, but we certainly know that we're more than capable of mounting, you know, a comeback no matter what the circumstances are. So we just said, hey, look, nothing that we did in the first half resembled Colts football. Let's go back to fundamentals. Let's go back to technique. Let's clean up the communication. Let's just do our job and do it better and play Colts football. And that's what the guys, that's what they did. They just stuck to the process.
All right, Susie from Crawfordsville wants to know, what was it like, or was it weird playing without Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Any time you don't, you don't have your offensive leader and that guy on the field with you, you know, it's a little bit different. But again, I think once the ball's kicked off, and you know, thank God we had him there with us. It was great to have him there. But certainly we'd much rather have him, you know, in the huddle and not on the sideline. But he'll be back. I know he'll be back.
And as you just said, probably sooner than later. Debbie from Fort Wayne wants to know, can every coach, all the assistants, hear all the other coaches on the headset during the game?
Yeah, to a certain extent. You know, all the offensive guys, are on one frequency. All the defensive guys are on one frequency. I can go back and forth and listen when the offense is on the field. I can, listen in and hear the communication that's going on and defensively. And then, you know, I can speak and guys can hear the special teams guys. So, to a certain extent, everybody can hear everybody.
Jimmy Henderson wants to know, what's your favorite restaurant here in Indy?
Oh boy, I'll get myself in trouble.
Yes, you.
I think if I single out, yeah. I single out one. We got so many great restaurants, and my wife and I have been fortunate to be able to get out and get to a lot of those restaurants, but we enjoy all of them.
Amy from New Albany, did you feel any rust was on the team in the first half because of the bye week?
It sure looked like it, didn't it?
Yeah, for a while.
It sure looked like it. But, you can say slow start or, you know, any those type of things. But, again, I just, you know, I credit Houston. You know, they came out. We knew what type of atmosphere it was going to be. We knew what we were walking into. We knew it was, a must-win situation for them. You know, the roof open, battle red jerseys. I mean, Case Keenum, local hero. I mean, all that stuff, you know, and played well the week before at Kansas City. We knew it was going to be a dogfight. And credit them. They came out and executed, and we didn't. And we didn't play our brand of football. We didn't play Colts football. And certainly, I'm glad that we were able to wake up and get out of there with the win.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for all the information, all the questions answered. Don't forget, when we come back, we're going to talk with T.Y. Hilton, Ricky Jean-Francois regarding last night's huge win. You're listening to Colts Monday Night presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan and 97.1 Hank FM. Back in just a moment.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light Party Zone at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Bud Light Party Zone is above the north end zone in front of the windows that open to the Indianapolis skyline. Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. And every morning, Wish TV's Daybreak is a better way to start your day. Delivering overnight news, weather and traffic with the latest updates you need to prepare yourself for your day. Weekday mornings on Wish TV.
Citizens Energy Group proudly presents Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Let's continue the horseshoe conversation with Bob Lamy from the Taco Bell studio.
Man, it's huge, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody believes in us except for the guys in this locker room. So, I mean, regardless of what the media or the outsiders say about this team, we know what we have on this team. And, they said they can continue to doubt. But, you know, we believe in this room and the 53 guys that we have here, and we're going to continue to play well.
What is cardiac coach? Like I said, we just don't know any better. We just fight, scratch, and you do that, normally you get a win.
I mean, I can just tell you like this, man. I'm happy to be a coach. I'm glad to be a coach, man. This team, you know, have a lot of good leaders on the team, a lot of good characters. And, you know, the sky's the limit for this team, man. You know, and saying we got a great quarterback, man. We got a great leader on defense. We got a great leader on offense. You know, we just put it all in one, man. You know, starting with special teams, too.
Trent Richardson. Boy, what a play he made in that 24-yard catch and set up the third and winning touchdown for the Colts. Time now for the Spotlight Players of the Game. Tonight you're going to hear from T.Y. Hilton and Ricky Jean Francois. Of course, T.Y. with those 7 catches for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ricky Jean had a big hand in the defense yesterday. It wasn't – Chuck Pagano said it. It wasn't Colts football in the first half last night. You'll hear what Ricky Jean thought of it in just a moment. But it wasn't Colts football. The second half, it changed. It was Colts football. First, let's hear from T.Y., who had the huge night. And I asked him, how did he and the offense take control of the game in the second half?
We went in at halftime, made some adjustments. I told them what I was seeing in the defense. They were sticking me man-to-man, first and second down, early downs, and third down, they knew he was going to come to me. So they was bringing one over the top. So I kind of talked to Andrew, talked to Pep, and let them know what we were seeing. But Pep did a great job, and in the play call, the O-line stepped up big in the second half, and Andrew was able to make the throws.
You know, it was an interesting game in that you're down by 18 at halftime. You come back and you win the football game. Reggie was there. Did that make a difference when you saw him at the team meeting on Saturday night?
Oh, it made a big difference. It changed me when he walked in and told us we had a guest speaker, and then he walked in and it kind of surprised me because I knew he was probably gonna come to the next game. So, and when he showed up, I think he really touched everybody. And when I seen him afterwards, I say, so we keeping secrets now. So, we kind of laughed and joked about that. But it was pretty good seeing him Saturday night in at the game.
You know, everybody's talked all week. Nobody replaces Reggie's got to be by committee. And you were the guy that stepped up last night. Did you feel any pressure at all to step up?
It's no pressure. Reggie's a great guy. It's no replacing that type of guy, he's very special in his own way. So I'm just going to go out there and just play T.Y. Hilton football, the way I know how to play the game. But for some reason, it seems like I always got to drop the pass to get me going. But I got to stop that, especially on third down. That's the money down. So I'm not going out there trying to replace Reggie. Reggie's special. I'm just going to go out there and play the way I know how to play, and that's how fun.
We were thinking that the long pass, the 58-yarder that you caught, perfect throw and you made the catch, kind of turned the game around. Did you get the same feeling?
Oh, I got the same feeling. The defense came up with a big stop, and it got us the ball back, and me and Andrew was able to connect on the deep pass, O-line hold up, and he let it go. And once he let it go, I knew it was mine, and I just had to finish it off. It was a perfect throw right on the money, and I just finished it off.
On that last drive, everybody fit. You got the touchdown, but Griff got a big third down catch. And how about Trent, 24 yards down to the 11-yard line? Everybody was getting in the act.
Oh, everybody. And with us, it's going to be a team effort, a collective effort. And we all knew we had to buy in. Trent got us going with a screen pass. And then Griff came down a big third down. I was getting doubled, and they singled him. And Griff came through with a big catch. And then I was able to finish off the drive. And then Kobe, two-point conversion, big time. And so it's like a team effort. We all gave it all we had.
T.Y., isn't that what this is all about? The locker room is such a close-knit, guys. It is a team in here in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, we're very close. We want a big family, and that we all have each other backs, and that's what it's all about. As long as you're buying in, your family, your team, first, just team, and I think you'll go a long way with that.
Chuck says the 24-hour rule, you can only celebrate or mope over a game in 24. This one might last more than 24. It was a pretty sweet comeback.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty sweet. But, it's on to the Rams. We got these 2 days. Kind of let it soak in and get it out of our system. But, we got a good Rams team coming in here. So, they could come in here and try to knock us off that last victory we just had. We just got to stay focused and grind. And this next game, just come out swinging first.
The 24-hour rule that T.Y. just talked about is almost over. This one might last a day, maybe a day longer. But the Rams are coming in. Their record isn't good either. But they've played outstanding football in the last couple of weeks. The Colts will have to be ready for them. Ricky Jean Francois is a first-year player with the Indianapolis Colts, but not a first-year player in the league. He's been around. He's seen a lot of comebacks from not only the Colts but other teams. I asked him if yesterday was something special.
It was a special moment for us to come back from a deficit to a good team like that. It just took poise, fundamentals, and playing hard-nosed football. The whole team came together in halftime. we knew we had to come together. We had to become one. If we was going to keep playing our individual game, the score could have been ran up easily. The way the quarterback was playing, the way Andre Johnson playing, the running back, the whole nine yards. But with the quarterback that we have and the defense we have and the leaders we have, things were going to come together and we were just going to start playing.
It was interesting. Chuck said nothing in the first half resembled Colts football, but the second half did. Were there big changes made at halftime?
It was just people just digging down and just knowing what they had to do, knowing that you playing for the next man besides you. The first half, that wasn't no such thing as coach football. That probably was part one or semi-pro football. That wasn't us. But once that second half came out, we was playing for one another. We was playing for the next man. We were playing for coach. We were playing for our coordinator. We were playing for everybody. And we knew, just like we said, every division game is a playoff game. That's another step of clinching your playoffs or getting you a better spot. So we know that was going to be. And we knew they was going to come out with everything out the book. And as you see, they did a great job with it. I take my hat off to a great Houston team. Don't matter what their record is, as you can see, they can still ball.
Ricky, Saturday night, you have a team meeting. And Chuck says, we got a special speaker tonight. And Reggie walks in. What was that moment like?
That almost felt like I seen like one of the greatest, like you've seen one of the, well, it actually is. He's getting up there like one of the greatest time. All-time Colt players, and you've never seen him before, but you finally seen him for the first time, and just to see him and to see him just get up there and talk and know he's in the presence, that just give you a boost of energy, give you a boost of motivation that you still 87 still here. Don't matter, he might not be on that field, but he's still on the sideline, he's still in our locker room, he's still talking to us and everything like that. And that was big, because most people, once they get hurt, probably not hear him. You might see him in the training room, but no, this guy said he wasn't going to miss this, and that just showed us that this is a team. This is a team as one.
You guys are a team. In the locker room, elsewhere, you can't legislate that. It just happens. Is it just a room full of great guys? Is it that simple?
It's not that simple. It takes time. It takes from the offseason, OTAs, workouts, conditioning tests, camp, to guys to merge into one another. You got to have great guys. You got to have great guys with personality, guys that are willing to conversate with you, willing to learn you, do everything. Like with Corey and Robert, they accepted me when I first came in here. I was trying to learn their ways more than they were trying to learn mine. And Abreu, I've been with him forever. And just trying to get to know the whole team and not just my starters. It's better for me to know the whole team besides the starters, because when it's times like he did last night, you're going to need that whole team together. Don't matter if they're playing or not, you're going to need those guys cheering for you, yelling for you, getting you motivation, telling you to keep going when you're tired, you're bruised, you're nicked up, you're hurt. When you got a whole team like that together, it doesn't matter what the situation is, you'll never have a down moment.
How much good does it do you guys on defense know if we make a stop? Andrew's back there and he'll get something done yesterday with T.Y.
Oh, we always say that. We always say that on defense. If we know we can get a stop at the perfect yardage, we know we're going to get Luck going to get the perfect thing. We know we can get him anywhere close on that 40, between both 40s and that 50. There's a high percentage that we know we can get in to have a receiver like T.Y. Hilton that stepped up when need to be, and him being the player he is, the Hilton Hotel. It was open for service last night. The light was on.
T.Y. is such a good football player, but you guys on defense, everybody pulling together. Yesterday, different guys making plays. Freeman was in on one. Pat Anger had a good day. You guys up front, when things started going well in the second half, had a great day. How does that teamwork come about? Again, same way?
It comes the same way. It's just you knowing you're playing for that next guy. You don't want to disappoint that guy. Like me playing next to Corey Redden and Robert, I don't want to disappoint them. Me playing against the next to Bray, I don't want to disappoint them. Me playing against the old man, Freeman, I don't want to do it. And me playing next to Pat, at no given point, you want to be that guy to disappoint one of these guys, because you know day in, day out, you in the training room with them, you in the weight room with them, you eating with them, and you practice with them. So when it's time to get on that field, everything transfer. And when it do, it's like your heart just get bigger and you know you want to play the best you can. Like at the end of the day, like Corey Redden tell it, leave everything out on the field. Just leave it there. Don't have nothing, no type of energy in your body. Because like Reggie said, you don't know when your last snap's going to come. So every snap before that last one, play it like it's your last.
You won the game. You go to the locker room. What was that like in there?
To see smiles and see happiness, to see our owner smile, the GM, the coach. I start messing with a lot of coaches. I know a lot of them need heart medicine. We don't want to take this too much battle like that. We don't need too many coaches falling out on them, especially here. But just to see that happen and see that joy, we trying to make that happen week in and week out. Everybody, you love that feeling when you winning. You don't want to walk into a locker room, heads down, it's real quiet, people looking at one another. No, you want to come in there. It almost feel like we bringing in the new year. It's almost like a new year party when you see us joyful. And to see us all happy to one another, because all of us had this one common goal, we achieve it. We want to achieve that goal every week until all the way to February.
Ricky Jean finished that on a great line. It was a New Year's party, but they want to keep it going for the entire rest of this season and as late as February. And who's to say they won't be doing that? It's a very special group of players in that locker room. The two interviews brought to you by Lightbound. For all your cloud service needs, call Lightbound. Very special announcement coming up for this game this week against the Rams. In honor of Military Appreciation Day, the American Legion will be collecting old American flags. Those are the ones that need to be disposed of properly. If you have one, drop yours off Sunday, November the 10th, that's this coming Sunday, at the American Legion booths located in Touchdown Town, or inside Lucas Oil Stadium at Section 144. Respectfully honor our flag. We'll continue with more coming up. We got Jim Sorgi. We got the play of the game coming up. All of that on Colts Monday Night with Coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan, brought to you by Meijer, the official supercenter of the Colts, and they'll be hosting special Blue Friday events throughout the season. During every Blue Friday, 24 lucky fans will each win two tickets to the upcoming Colts home game. For more information, visit Colts.com/Blue Friday. And also visit Colts.com to view the most recent features of Instant Access immediately after every game presented by Exact Target. Exact Target, a Salesforce.com company creating the platform of choice for CMOs.
This is Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Once again, from the Taco Bell studio, here's Bob Lamy, the voice of the Colts.
Yeah, I think we settled down. O-line did a great job of protecting, making the adjustments. Got the ball to the guys. You know, I think I settled down and gave some catchable balls to the receivers. They were doing a heck of a job all night. Trent did a heck of a job running and catching as a Donald Brown. So I think we just settled down and you know, trusted our technique to play.
A big step towards that goal. We haven't quite secured the division crown yet, but it helps a whole lot to beat the champions. They came, they threw the kitchen sink at us. And so we was able to withstand and come out with the victory.
Robert Mathiston and Andrew Luck couldn't have said it better. What a football game last night. Colts win it 27-24. The drive of the game is a feature we present every week by Dreyer and Reinbold. This one was Andrew Luck's 9-yard touchdown pass to T.Y. Hilton to give the Colts the lead at 27-24. That was with 4 minutes to go in the game. It was the third TD catch of the day for T.Y. And then Kobe Fleener made an excellent catch on the 2-point conversion to give the Colts that 3-point lead.
Luck waits for the snap, takes it. Sets up, throws. Caught out there by T.Y. Touchdown, his third of the night. And the Colts lead. The Colts lead 25-24. Andrew Luck. Andrew's going to throw back door. It is good, I think. Yes, he got it. Fleener got it. He got it. It's 27-24. The Colts are a field goal ahead.
The interesting thing about Kobe's 2-point conversion, it came almost in the exact spot that several years back Reggie Wayne caught a touchdown pass to help the Colts come from way back to beat the Texans that year. And Reggie was at the game yesterday. He was on the plane with us coming home last night. He looks marvelous for a guy who just had an ACL. And we're now joined by Jim Sorgi on the Verizon hotline. Jim, I don't know whether you had a chance to see Reg last night or not, but I'm not ruling. If he could, he'd probably play next week. He looks great, still hobbling around a little bit, but that Reggie Wayne smile was still there.
Yeah, and it was great to see him there. I mean, the fact that he was there with his teammates, you know, not even 2 weeks after sustaining an ACL injury, that you have surgery on that puts you down for a little while. It's a lower leg extremity thing. He looked great. He was walking around. He called the coin toss. I heard he gave the pregame speech at the hotel the night before, and I'm sure he had those guys fired up. And, you know, we were talking about it. How did they do it? Well, maybe that was it. Maybe that, you know, maybe he'd be in there. Maybe, you know, them realizing at halftime, hey, we can't lose this game like this because Reggie Wayne wants us to win. And maybe that was it. And it was good to see him. It was good to see him on the sidelines. You know, and I knew he would still be that vocal leader, even though he couldn't be that leader on the field. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be there all year.
You know something, Jim, it was really interesting last night because Reggie did win the coin toss, and the Colts elected to defer and got the ball to start the second half, which I think helped as well. I think we're all cheered today to know that at least the last word I heard out of Houston was Coach Kubiak is getting better. He's in stable condition. He's able to get back to the Texans sometime much quicker than what we had thought last night when we saw everything that was going on the field. But we've been there. You and I both have been through situations similar. The loss of a son by Tony Dungy was, at this point, much more severe. But it takes a little bit of wind out of your sails. So let's put it frankly, a lot. It may have affected Houston last night, but I think what really in the end affected them was Andrew Luck.
Yeah, there's no way to prepare for an Andrew Luck. I mean, you can keep the guy down for a very long time, but if you give him just a little bit of breathing room, he's going to make you pay for it. And he did again last night. I mean, we had 5 minutes left in the third quarter. We had more rushing yards than passing yards. And I can't remember in a game that late in the game where we had more rushing yards than passing yards since he's been here. And I think it was somewhere along the lines of 68 yards or 65 yards passing, 68 yards rushing. And then he finishes the game, you know, 271 yards and 3 touchdowns in the last 20 minutes of the game. So, I mean, they really held us down for 2/3 of the game and beat us up and down the field. But when you got guys like Andrew and guys that just believe, and this offense believed, this defense believed, it did its job. It gave up 3 touchdowns. This defense did in the first half, and then the second half to really only hold them to the one field goal to 3 points. And, you know, they had their chances. They're in field goal range, and were only able to kick one out of their 4 field goals. But that's the way the game works. And, you know, fortunately, we had their kicker decided not to come to work that day, and it really we took advantage of it the last 20 minutes of the game and ended up coming out with a win.
You know, Jim, there were so many turning points in that game last night, but I think you and I kind of agreed the big one was the 58-yard pass to T.Y. Hilton. It gave the Colts – they were down at 24-19, but that's when I think everybody kind of realizing the momentum had swung, and if we just get a break, and did, that you could come back and win that game.
Yeah, the fact that when we got the ball, we said it. We got to come down and score, get it within a 5-score game, a 5-point game, and then, you know, win it later in the fourth quarter. But we scored so quickly. I mean, I think we scored in 2 or 3 plays. It was almost like the possession never happened. And it was a 10-point swing. They missed the field goal. We get the ball. 2 plays later, T.Y.'s in the end zone. And you still got 2/3 of the fourth quarter left. And you're only down 5 points after being down 18 at one point. It was, it really set the tone. I mean, when he got in the end zone, you just looked. I mean, he didn't really celebrate too much. You just kind of knew T.Y. you know, was meant for that end zone, and just got this team going. It was a great throw by Andrew, and you knew we were going to get the ball back at some point. Then it was our defense job to go out there and prevent them from scoring the rest of the game, and they did exactly that.
And I think, again, some of these things are lost kind of in the mix. Chuck challenges an Andre Johnson catch. Turns out he was right. They overruled it, and that really set the tone for the final comeback.
Yeah, the momentum had already switched in our hands. I mean, the crowd was quiet. Their team looked a little bit you know, like they were just trying to get to the end. They weren't trying to win the football game anymore. They were just trying to survive to the finish line. And that play right there when Chuck challenged that complete pass to Andre Johnson, I think that's really where it kind of set the tone that, hey, we're back in this football game and we're going to win this thing just because of the fact that, you know, all game up until that point, nothing was coming easy for us at all. Nothing. I mean, a 2-yard run wasn't easy to us. I mean, we were having to fight for that 2 yards. And then from that point on for them, nothing came easy to them. We made everything hard on them, and things started coming easier to us. And we started moving the ball. And I still remember that last drive. You know, we still had a 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, where we had to convert, and Griff made a great catch and a DB hanging all over his back. So, you know, Texans fought to the end. We just fought just a little bit longer.
Jim Sorgi is with us on the Verizon Hotline. We'll continue with more questions. That'll be coming up right after the break. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
We're back on Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Citizens Energy Group is proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. For conservation tips, go to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizens Energy Group, we're all citizens. And are you the AAA fan of the game? For info on how you can become the fan of the game, go to AAA.com/football or visit one of our 16 Central Indiana locations. And Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light tailgate tent across the street just north of the stadium for pregame fun and $3 Bud Lights. Make the Bud Light tent your place before the game.
We now return to Citizens Energy Group's presentation of Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. From the Taco Bell studio, here again is Bob Lamy.
In the first half, we was kind of figuring them out, see what they was doing. And we just came out in the second half and, you know, we just played Colts football. The first half, we came out shaky. And the second half, we picked it up and played how we know how to play.
Right, that's our first goal, is to gain this division, you know, get on top of that. Step by step, playoffs and Super Bowl. You know, those are our goals, and we're definitely on our way.
T.Y. Hilton, Jarrell Freeman with comments right after the football game last night. It's time for Sunday's top two. Let's hear again the top two plays from yesterday's game against the Texans, and we'll talk with Jim Sorgi about them. First one was Andrew Luck's 10-yard pass to T.Y. Hilton for the first touchdown of the game for the Colts. They went for two and missed, and then with 5 seconds to play in the third quarter, the Colts were only down by 12, 24-12.
Pressure coming. Andrew throws back in the end zone. Touchdown, T.Y.! T.Y. Hilton with a touchdown, and the Colts are suddenly back in the ballgame at 24-12 with 15 minutes and 5 seconds to go.
That was key. It got the Colts going, I thought, Jim. And even though they missed on the two-point conversion, that was a big score to get the Colts back within 12.
Yeah, I think we finally realized that we could score a touchdown on this team. I mean, it just seemed like we couldn't move the ball really all night until that, you know, very end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. And we couldn't get in the end zone when we did. I mean, we had to kick field goals, and this was nice. I mean, we got a lot of points because of their penalties last night. They really, those first two field goals and that touchdown, I think there was a penalty on the play to get us down into the red zone, especially on the first field goal. There was a big pass interference penalty. I think there was holding on the second, on their secondary in the second field goal, and then a big penalty on that drive to keep the drive going, because we had thrown an incomplete pass on third down to Griff Whalen. But on that play, it was a great play call. I mean, the Texans brought a zero blitz. It brought everybody except the guys that were covering the guys going on the route. And T.Y. runs a nice little corner route. And, Andrew does a good job of buying time, because when they bring that kind of a blitz, the quarterback is one short. So he has to buy time to let the receiver finish his route before he can put it up in the air. And he put it up there, and it was beautiful right in the corner of the end zone. I remember it was actually pretty good coverage by the Texans secondary on this play. And Andrew just put it in a spot where only T.Y. could get it. And T.Y., you know, when he touches it in his hands, it's going to be a catch, and he ended up catching it and just kind of getting a jump start on that run.
All right, the second key play came after that first down catch by Griff Whalen that got the Colts into Texans territory on the final drive. And then Andrew throws a great screen pass to Trent Richardson, who goes 24 yards to the Houston 11-yard line. And two plays later, Andrew hit T.Y. for the go-ahead touchdown.
First down at the 35. Andrew again out of the gun with Trent Richardson to his left. Pressure. He screens it left side to Richardson. Open 30, 25, 20, 15. Bounces it all the way down to the 10-yard line. before he's knocked out of bounds. They're going to put it at the 11. They get a 24-yard pass play to Trent Richardson.
Again, the Colts got down there. The way to use the running back is not only to run the ball, but throw it to him. And Trent's a good receiver. He has over almost 70 receptions in 2 years as a receiver. And, Jim, he really knew what to do with the football once he caught it. He took off.
Yeah, he looked like a bull in a china shop. He was headed for that end zone. He was going to try to get there no matter what happened. And it was a little surprising he was so wide open on that screen pass. I mean, that drive, it just seemed like everything started to click for us. Obviously, we had to get to the third down, and then Griff made a big catch for the first down. But after that catch, and then we set up the screen to Trent going left to right of us, and he was wide open. I don't know if there was a miscommunication in the Texans coverage or what they were trying to do, but you know, he caught the ball, and there was nobody between him and in most of the field before the end zone. He ends up getting us down there close, and then after that, we throw a little, you know, flat route to Kobe Fleener. He gets tackled at, I want to say, the 9-8, 9-yard line, and then the next play, we hit, you know, T.Y. on a little flat route, and, you know, he scurries into the end zone, and he makes a guy miss, and then he goes in, and it just seemed like, you know, but leading up to that, you know, we forced the Texans to punt, and Leckler, you know, we talked about it, shanks the punt. I mean, not so much shanks it out of bounds, but it hits and it comes backwards towards, you know, their side of the field. It was only a 19-yard punt when we really needed it from a guy who's a Pro Bowl guy, a guy who does it, has done it for a very long time, will continue to do it. But he shanks a punt, and then we get the ball back, and then we're able to convert that third down and then that screen and then get it in the end zone. It just seemed like everything, it was our time. It was our time in that game, and everything was going right, and it was the way it was.
And the big thing is we talked about it during the game, and we've talked about it the last couple. 36 minutes of possession time for Houston to 23 for the Colts. And most of that 23 came in the fourth quarter. Although, again, as you alluded to a little while ago, a two-play drive, and we had 7 points on the board, that 58-yarder. And that, by the way, and as a quarterback, you can appreciate that. Andrew, with you know the things that had not gone right for the whole game, went right. That pass was about as well thrown and right into the hands of a speeding receiver. You can't throw the ball much better on that one.
And you can't. And, you know, we always say when you're down, don't try to get it all back in one play. Man, we got it back in one play, though. Yeah. It was pretty. It just seemed like, you know, they were in like a cover four type of scheme with the corner on the inside, the safety, safety on the inside, corner on the outside. And T.Y. just split him. And once he got even with them, you knew he was leaving them. And Andrew just put that ball up. And there was no question about it. I mean, it was T.Y. didn't have to break a single stride, didn't have to slow down, didn't have to speed up. All he had to do was open his hands up and catch the ball and just take it on into the end zone. And that's just great route running and a great pass by Andrew Luck. I mean, it's all you can say. I mean, he put it exactly where he needed to, right on the money, and T.Y. did the rest. And it sent us on the right path to win that football game.
You know, you and I talked about it again last night. The two halves, and Andre Johnson controlled the first half, T.Y. Hilton controlled the second half. They both wind up with 3 touchdowns and just an incredible display. But the big thing, Jim, was this was a team win, gets us to 6-2.
It really does, and it's a big win. It gets us closer now. I mean, the Texans going to 2-6 with 9 games left. I guess if they win out, I'm sorry, 8 games left, I guess if they win out and go 10-6, they have a chance of making the playoffs. I can't see them doing that. They still got to come up to Lucas Oil and play us again, and I think that's, you know, a game we'll be ready for. But just it was a huge win. And then, you know, I told you last night, you know, when you see a game that's a tale of two halves, you got to watch because it happens more often than not in the league. A team will dominate the first half and then totally get dominated the second half or vice versa. And I don't know. I can't explain it. It's a mystery to me how those games can work out with some things going so well and how you can make adjustments and just, you know, start getting on the other team just as bad as they were getting on you. I don't know if it's a team pull that takes a foot off the gas or whatnot, but it was a great win for us, and you knew we weren't going to quit till the end. And, you know, we're on the right track to make the playoffs. We're on the right track to get a high seed, and, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Jim Sorgi, as always, not only on our broadcast, but Monday night show as well. Thank you for the time. And I can tell you fans one thing before you ever ask the question. There won't be a letdown next week. Nobody's going to take St. Louis for granted going into Tennessee. It's going to be a tough week to prepare for two teams, St. Louis and Tennessee. But the Colts will be ready for both of them. Colts would like to thank Subway for donating prizes for the Colts giveaway packages given away at the beginning of the show. And that's it for the Colts Monday night this week with Coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.